man. This is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program number 224 in a series of 260 chapters, sharing the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years here, the WHKP years since 1946. A week or so ago, I mentioned two retired men who had volunteered for oversight duty when the First Presbyterian Church was being built. Well, now the First Baptist Church also had one person totally committed and dedicated. He was chairman of the construction committee, and Bill Martin watched every brick laid, every nail driven. And Bill Martin also saw his dream come true in 1966 with the installation of Western North Carolina's largest church organ. In 1943, William W. Bill Martin, Jr. organized his own firm, Martin Sheet Metal Company, which in the beginning was involved in roofing and guttering as well as in heating. The business was located at 211 North Main Street. As the years went by, the Martin Company became much more involved in heating and air conditioning, and finally discontinued the roofing portion, which was spun off into a firm known as Carolina Roofing and Sheet Metal Contractors. Architects in the area were especially delighted to have Bill Martin's firm located here, because with his education and professional background, they could give the space layouts of a proposed building to Bill, and he would architecturally insert the proper system for the heating and air conditioning system. From the very beginning, you could spot Bill Martin as a real professional in his field. Instead of tin snips, he carried a slide rule, and he was always well-dressed, though directing crews of workmen. He could step off a job and step into an architect's conference with potential or confirmed clients and be perfectly at home. Bill Martin was born here, a native of Henderson County, and he loved this town, and, as was his kind, felt it his duty to volunteer for any challenge which would make Hendersonville a better place to live. He was a deacon and very active in his beloved First Baptist Church. And everybody knew that when Bill Martin's turn came, he would advance in the chairs of the Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club. In fact, he instigated the Rotary-sponsored Fabulous Fourth Observance and served as its chairman the first year. He served on the board of Pardee Hospital, was vice president of the board in 1955. He was the third campaign chairman for the United Way. He served on the board of the YMCA, and ultimately became chairman of the Urban Renewal Project for Hendersonville. When the Times News editorially praised Bill Martin and the Redevelopment Commission, which was responsible for the Urban Renewal Program, Bill wrote a letter to the editor of the paper in which he said, and I'm quoting now, "I feel guilt in being singled out for recognition because I know the credit belongs to all these people working together to do what had to be done. These same people will continue to work until the project is successfully completed. No one knows more than you how very fortunate we are to have the quality of people we have in Henderson County." That letter was typical of Bill Martin. He was named Man of the Year by the Hedrick Roads Post of the VFW, and he accepted that signal honor with his usual humility. In early 1973, Martin had seen the growth of what was now called simply Martin Heating Company, and had acquired a large building in the 300 block of North Church Street, which he completely remodeled into a modern facility housing general offices and the equipment necessary to fabricate the heating and air conditioning ductwork needed for even the largest contract. Although Bill was involved with leadership responsibilities in the Chamber, the Rotary, Pardee, United Way, even Urban Renewal, his first love was always the First Baptist Church. And you can imagine how proud this Henderson County young man was at age 35, when, bursting with pride, he was present at the inauguration of services in the new church sanctuary he had oversaw in building, and that happened on Easter Sunday, 1958. At age 43, Bill Martin could hardly restrain himself when he heard the first notes burst forth from the largest church organ in western North Carolina, in that First Baptist Church, an organ with 2,390 pipes. At age 50, Bill Martin's business and his involvement in the community had grown to the extent that he saw the necessity of bringing in a professional right arm to guide the business, and that man was Judd Ammon, who went to work for Bill Martin in June of 1973. And that decision Bill made was the most fortuitous of his life, because Judd Ammons had been working with Bill less than a year when terminal illness hit Bill, and in less than a year he was taken from the community at the untimely age of 52. Bill Martin would be very proud of the business he established today because Judd Ammons has nurtured its growth, the operation seeped in quality, and now housed in a brand new and large and spacious building at 1005 Berkeley Road. Bill Martin, another inspiring man in the life of the seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.